Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Pastors being compelled to celebrate same-sex marriage or face fines and even jail time? It's not some foreign country. It's right here in America. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this situation. Matt, this comes from Idaho, where I saw an interview with one of the Idaho officials saying, yeah, if these people have the wedding chapel and they don't want to provide same-sex marriages, yeah, they will be fined. Yeah, the ordinance will apply to them, meaning that they not only would face fines, but they could also face potential jail time.
180 days in jail for every instance of a so-called same-sex marriage that they refuse to perform at their hitching post wedding chapel, it's called. These are both ordained ministers, Christians, who have politely declined to perform after the United States Supreme Court, through their inaction, foisted same-sex marriage on Idaho, despite the fact that the people of Idaho had said no. These pastors, Donald and Evelyn Knapp, have been told that they will go to jail and will face a $1,000 a day penalty for not performing same-sex weddings. This is just unbelievable, Matt. Are we in Joseph Stalin's Russia or George Washington's America? We can't even recognize this country right now.
No, and we said that this was coming. You know, a number of years ago, we said this was coming. The reason why we knew it, in part, was because we saw examples of this in Canada, in Europe, and we just knew what the agenda was like because we deal with it on a regular basis. Some people would say, well, maybe that's just hypothetical. It's scaremongering. Well, it's here. What we said was coming is not in the future. It's here now. And in this particular case, the group, the wedding chapel there, is the Hitching Post Wedding Chapel is possibly now going to try to get around the ordinance by becoming a nonprofit organization, because apparently there is an exemption in the law that applies to nonprofit or religious organizations. So they may try to get around it there. However, that's a very thin reed on which to hang your hat. It may be a way to dodge the bullet right now, but I can tell you other bullets are right behind it, because it's just a matter of time. Even though you might have in some cases, not all cases, an exemption based upon a religious nonprofit organization, you know, Matt, that those exemptions, wherever they may appear, are going to be targeted by this agenda, because they do not and they will not rest when someone wants to exercise their religious convictions. This, Matt, is Romans 1, but it's beyond Romans 1. Romans 1 is talking about where people abandon God, worship the creation rather than the creator. God gives them up to a reprobate, a debunked mind, devoid mind. And what do? Well, they do several things, one of which is they turn towards each other of the same sex and they have sexual relations with one another. And there's other people, it says in Romans 1, that are standing on the sideline and they're cheering on. They're not participating. What we're now seeing, however, is not only that, not only people that are cheering, but we also have the other people that are in the crowd that are not cheering, not participating. They object. But the government says, you better start clapping your hands and cheer this immorality. And if you don't, you'll be fined or potentially jailed.
Yeah, and at issue here is the Idaho non-discrimination statute that applies to all, quote, public accommodations. And these Idaho officials somehow think that their state non-discrimination statute trumps the First Amendment. They could not be more mistaken. The reality is that Christians don't have to leave their faith at home to open a business, but that's what the left wants to do here. They're trying to marginalize Christians, get them behind the barbed wire of their church, keep them there. They're basically saying you cannot be a practicing Christian and engage in commerce and make a living and support your family unless you embrace our sexually immoral agenda and the government's position on sexual morality and or immorality. Well, you know, it is offensive for them to compare sexually aberrant behaviors to skin color and things where rightfully people can't discriminate against a person just because that person is black or some neutral quality because they're female or something like that. But we're talking about a very polarized debate over morality here that is central to the Christian scriptures, to the Jewish scriptures. Every major world religion recognizes that homosexual behavior is both self-destructive and wrong, is immoral. And so they're saying, no, you have to leave that, abandon that if you want to make a living. Otherwise, you go to jail.
Yeah, and so here you have the Wedding Chapel A and Wedding Chapel B, or Baker A and Baker B, or Wedding Photographer A and Wedding Photographer B. Wedding Photographer or Baker or Chapel A, they're Christian. They have a long-standing, well-grounded, natural created order belief that marriage is between a man and a woman. B, they could go either way. The person comes to person A and they say, I want you to marry me in a same-sex relation. No, we can't do that. It's against our conscience and religious convictions. But you can go to B right on the street. They're just down on the corner block here. They do the same thing we do, but they participate in same-sex weddings and same-sex unions. You can go there and have your services there. But instead of going down to B, they want A to actually be forced to participate. It is not that they want you to accept them. They want you to applaud them. They want you to affirm their actions. It is, as I said, not just people on the sidelines that are cheering those who are engaging in sin, but it's the government forcing the people who are on the sidelines not cheering to actually participate and cheer.
Yeah.
And that is different. That is where we are. That is the agenda of this movement.
And don't think for a minute that churches, pastors in churches will not be forced to perform so-called same-sex marriages. You know, a lot of states require that a church become, or that a pastor become licensed by the state in order to perform a marriage. How long till the state stops licensing pastors unless they agree to perform same-sex marriages?
Yeah, that's just a matter of time. There's no question about that. Think about it like this. Whenever you put same-sex marriage on the agenda and it's sanctioned as a government entity, it's putting that up on a pedestal and encouraging people to aspire to that relationship, putting benefits and laws around it to protect it. It elevates it to the same level as race. What you cannot do legally and morally should not do with regards to race will be the same thing as regards to homosexuality. So even though you're a Christian wedding chapel and you perform weddings, you would not be able to say, legally or morally, that you refuse to have weddings for African Americans or for Hispanic people or Asian people.
And that's right.
That's right. And but now when you come to a situation where somebody wants to celebrate sin, same-sex unions, you'll be forced to participate. It's not like you can say, well, I want an exemption from this. It'd be like saying, I want an exemption from performing it for someone because of their skin color, because of their ethnicity. Well, you can't get, nor should you get, an exemption. The same thing is going to be true over here on this other side. That's what is going to ultimately happen. And that's where this is going.
And isn't it ironic that they call these non-discrimination policies, when in reality, they codify the very thing they purport to prevent? These laws cause force discrimination, anti-Christian discrimination. They discriminate and target Christians and say, you must abandon your Christianity and embrace our secular humanist view of sexual morality.
Yeah, this is the America that we're starting to see. It's not the America that we know and love or the founders envisioned. It's not the America most people want to see either. And this is a time for you to stand. Stand with Liberty Council as we stand around the country to fight and advance religious freedom, life, and family. Go to lc.org. Financially support this ministry by going to the website lc.org. Again, our website is lc.org. From that website, you can get to many of our other websites, including libertycouncil.com, that has petitions that you can sign and emails that you can receive that give detailed information on issues affecting your family, faith, and freedom. You can sign up for those at libertycouncil.com. You can get to that from lc.org. Either one of the websites, you can find out about our resources and contribute online to support the ministry of Liberty Council. For more information, call 800-671-1776. If you know of a situation in your community And I can tell you what, there's going to be one in your community on these and other issues. Call us right away so we can be involved and stand in the gap with those who are being confronted. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Ask for our Patriots Handbook series. We have a number of them now, a whole wide series. They're pocket-sized, informative little handbooks that'll keep you informed regarding your constitutional liberty and your unalienable rights. You can also order the book Take Back America, plus many other resources.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.